information, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Welcome to Wednesday at 11 o'clock, which means Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. This is your opportunity to prove, not just to your family, not just to your friends, but to this whole province, to everyone tuned in and listening, that you're not just you're more than the average bear. You are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. And our friends at Little Town Apparel add to the incentive because they have put together these limited edition t-shirts that we hand out every week to the winners. So you get bragging rights, you get the t-shirt. It's a lot of fun. And it's as simple as calling in with the right answer. 1-877-332-8255. Yes, you have to call in. We know that lots of people will text in, and that's fine. I will always keep an eye on the text line just for fun because I like to see. Usually the text line is an indication of how close we're getting to the right answer. As soon as people on the text line start to get it, it's usually an indication, okay, pretty soon someone's going to get it on the phone line. But I will say generally the text line seems to hit the right answer quicker. But to win, you have to phone. Again, 1-877-332-8255. And as we usually say, we ask that you haven't won this year. So if you haven't won in 2025, you are eligible to play. The phones are ringing and we haven't even asked the question yet. And in order to get to the question, we bring on last week's winner. And that was Len Thauberger joining us today by phone. Len, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Evan.
That's good. You are officially the continued reigning champ of Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. How was the crew at the beach receiving you at Coffee Row?
Well, it was pretty darn good. I got a few more rain checks that were called in for me and a few acknowledgments on Facebook and phone calls. So
that's
a good,
good
week. My wife even put me on a bit of a pedestal for a couple of days.
I like that. Well, last week's question, in Saskatchewan, these are all artificial. You called in and knew the answer was?
Borders.
That's right. We don't have an ocean on one side or Rocky Mountains or something in terms of an actual geographical border. They're all hand drawn. They might follow latitude and longitude, but they are artificial borders, if you will. So that was what got you to win. But today someone else is going to take a swipe at the crown. But first we need to know the question. And Len, I know you've got it. What is it today?
Okay, I'm excited to hear the answer because I think I've got a good shot at it, but I can't win.
Okay.
The question is, each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this.
Each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this. Len, thanks for being such a good winner. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much, Evan. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Right on. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener is effectively underway. 1-877-332-8255. The question today, each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this. What are we talking about? Some of my callers that were on the phone have hung up. Because they're thinking, I don't know the answer to that. But Larry in Melfort, he is stuck in there. Larry, you're our first caller. Can you get it on the first guess?
Purchasing poppies.
Oh, topical, timely, good guess, but no, not purchasing poppies. But got to start it off. Thank you very much. 1-877-332-8255. Each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this. What are we talking about? Let's go to Sean in Saskatoon. What do you think?
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Let's say go to church.
Going to church? Good guess. But no, not going to church. But, you know, when you guess and you don't get it right, what you are doing is potentially helping someone else because you're eliminating the possibility of what it might be. Let's go to Daryl in Saskatoon. Daryl, thanks so much for calling in. Today's question is this. Each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this. What do you think, Daryl?
I'm just winging it. I'll say that polar bear swim thing.
Oh, yeah, like the polar plunge. The polar plunge. Yeah, good guess, because, I mean, that, I think I can see that. I can see why that would be a thing. And I'd be curious to know what the numbers are, because I bet you they do it more than us. But no, it's not the polar plunge. 1-877-332-8255. So we've had three guesses so far. Purchasing poppies, going to church, doing the polar plunge. None of them are right. Each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this. What do you think we're talking about? Let's go to Perry in Lake Lenoir. How are you, Perry?
Good, good.
Have you got my answer?
Well, I doubt it.
Let's give it a shot.
I'm going to say skiing.
Skiing, great, great one, because they're known for their outdoor activities, and skiing is one of those things. But no, it's not skiing, but thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to, is this Kari in Saskatoon?
Hi.
Hi there. Have you got an answer for me?
Eating ice cream.
Eating ice cream. Where did you get that from?
We were in Norway, and everybody there eats ice cream a lot.
Okay. Well, I like your answer. It's a great guess, but no, it's not eating ice cream.
Thanks.
But it is a good answer, and in fact, I'm going to say it's the closest one we've had yet. We've had purchasing poppies, going to church, polar plunge, skiing, and eating ice cream. That's the closest we've had. Not right, though. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Quinn in Saskatoon. Do you know my answer, Quinn?
I'm going to say like beer consumption, like alcohol.
Okay, beer consumption, another good guess. And another one that I'll say, like eating ice cream, you're on the right path. But no, it's not that. 1-877-332-8255. We might get this answer quicker than you think here. I think we're already kind of whittling it down. The two last answers we had, beer consumption and eating ice cream, I'm going to tell you both of those are getting us closer to the right answer. 1-877-332-8255. That's the number to play along. That's the number that Corey in Saskatoon called, and Corey's my next guest. I'm going to read the question again, Corey. Each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this. What do you think, Corey?
Eating French fries.
Okay. Well, we're on the eating guesses. No. It's not eating French fries. What could it be? Maybe Ron knows in Cornax, Saskatchewan. Ron, what do you think?
Sitting in a hot tub.
Another, you know, when I think of Scandinavia, that's kind of one of the pictures you have, right? The northern lights, the snow,
Yes. People
sitting in a hot tub. I can paint the picture. I get it, but no, it's not sitting in a hot tub. 1-877-332-8255. Each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this. What are we talking about? Where are we going next? We're going to Prince Albert. I got Elaine on the line. Elaine, do you know my answer?
Well, I had a guess, but that's not it. So I'm going to go with drinking hot toddies.
Hot toddies. Okay,
yeah.
Good guess. But no, not drinking hot toddies. 1-877-332-8255. Warren in Regina. What is it?
I don't have a clue now. I was going to go with double mixed curling.
Okay. Well, is that what you're going to go with?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good guess, but no. It's not double mixed curling. So the closest guesses we've had so far are the people that are guessing a sort of consumption of something. So eating ice cream, beer consumption, eating French fries, drinking hot toddies. I mean, all of those guests, they're not right, but they're really honing in on the direction that we need to go to get the right answer. I'll take a couple more guesses, and then we'll have to take our break, and then I'm probably going to have to think about a hint to get our correct guess, to get our winner, and maybe without a hint, Jason and Swift Current will get it. Jason, what do you say?
I say eating bread.
Eating bread is not right. but thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Russ in Prince Albert, what do you say?
Well, I'm going to go with eating sauerkraut.
All right. Eating sauerkraut is wrong. But thanks for playing along. Okay, let's take a break. We'll regroup. We'll come back. Again, the question is, each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this. What are we talking about? We've had some great guesses. I would say the closest guess we've had yet, out of all of them, the closest guess was eating ice cream. But that wasn't right. What is the answer? Let's find out when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener question today. It's stumping a few people. In fact, no one on the text line has it yet either. So let's narrow this down for you. Here's the question. Each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this. I said the closest guess we've had so far is eating ice cream. That was not the right answer, but that's close. That's actually quite close. And here's my next hint. When we say people in a part of Scandinavia, we're talking about Sweden. Sweden is where we're talking about. 1-877-332-8255. Does that help you? Let's find out. Let's go to Ryan from Simpson, Saskatchewan. What do you think?
It's actually Brian.
Oh, sorry, Brian. Okay. Yeah, got you, Brian. What do you think?
Well, because you said that ice cream thing, I came up with two more. Now I have four answers.
Well, pick one. Pick one that you think might be right.
Okay, I'm going to take a chance on making ice cream.
Good guess, but no. It's not making ice cream. 1-877-332-8255. Thanks, Brian. Let's go next to Dwayne in Carrot River. What do you think, Dwayne?
Well, I think that's the place in the world where they have lutefisk, those pickled or pickled fish.
That's right. So you're right in that is where they have it. I've actually had a number of people on the text line saying lutefisk, or I don't know if I'm saying that right, but whether it's pickled herring. Good guess, but no, that's not what we're looking for. Each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this. And I said already, my hint is it's not just any part of Scandinavia. It's Sweden that we're talking about. Whether that helps get you there or not, the closest guess so far still is eating ice cream. Mike in Prince Albert, what's the answer?
I'm going to go with eating cheese.
Eating cheese? No. In fact, eating cheese, while a good guess, is not as close as eating ice cream. Dave in West Kelowna, what do you think?
Oh God, you're really killing me on this one today. I'm as a Scandinavian 50%, I'm going to say chocolate competition.
Okay, good guess, but no, but boy, you're close now. You are close. It's not chocolate or chocolate competitions, but we're getting close. And by the way, someone has it on the text line. It officially has been guessed on the text line. That means we're going to get there. I know it. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Lauren at Morris Beach. What do you think, Lauren?
Well, that chocolate kind of. I was thinking first dairy, and then wasn't cheese, so I was going to go sorbet.
Okay, is that your guess?
I guess so.
Okay, no. Not sorbet. No, it's not that. Not ice cream is the closest guess we've had so far. But chocolate, I mean, that guesser said chocolate competitions. Not chocolate competitions, but it's, you know, it's pointing us in the right direction. We're thinking the right way. Let's go to Jared in Allen, Saskatchewan. Jared, do you know?
I'm going to take a guess and say drinking coffee.
No, not drinking coffee. I think the people that are thinking eating are on the right track. We just have to narrow in on what. Let's go to Macoun, Saskatchewan. Eric is on the line. Eric, what do you think?
I'm going to go with eating pizza.
No, not no. eating pizza, but thanks for playing. 1-877-332-8255. We have a whopping 3 minutes to get the right answer. Ice cream, chocolate. These are close, but not quite there. Maggie in Regina, do you know?
Hey, Evan, I think the answer is candy.
The answer is candy. Yes, it is. Maggie, congratulations. Did you know that?
I was a big guess. Thank you.
I was like, well, that's good. So they have this thing in Sweden called lördagsgodis. And I probably am butchering the pronunciation of it. But lördag means Saturday. Godis means candy. And you put them together and they have in Sweden what they call Saturday candy. It's basically a tradition where sweets are consumed primarily on Saturdays. In fact, they say grocery stores have an entire wall dedicated to candy. And you can mix and match and pick it and put it together. And the reality is that Swedish people consume on average 35 pounds of candy per person annually, as compared to Canadians, where the average is 13 pounds of candy. So Maggie,
that's why they're so happy.
That's why they're so joyful. That's right. Maggie, what's your last name?
Munson.
Good stuff. And you, what keeps you busy in Regina?
I work with home care in Regina.
Oh, good stuff. Well, have you ever won this competition before?
I haven't.
Well, Maggie, you're a first-time winner. I'm very proud of you. We are going to be getting you a T-shirt, so stick around. Adam's going to talk to you off-air to get some details from you. But how does it feel? Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener is Maggie from Regina.
It feels fantastic. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for playing along. Thanks for getting the right answer, Maggie. I'll pop you on hold. Adam will grab some information from you. And just that simple to become Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this eating candy. By the way, Evan, who's a texter on the text line, he texted candy about 2 minutes prior to us getting the right answer. And then he texted, I know I have the answer. You did. You knew it, Evan. You were right. But congratulations once again to Maggie from Regina, this week's Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener.